Welcome to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. I'm Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Paula Brody, Director of Outreach Programs and Training for Reform Jewish Outreach Boston, about interfaith couples raising children. Can you talk a bit about the journey of being in an interfaith relationship?
With many of the couples we work with here in Boston, I mean, the discussion begins when a couple is engaged. You know, when they're dating, we see many, many couples taking introduction to Judaism. We see them start often with a taste of Judaism. Are you curious? Here in Boston, we offer Yours, Mine, and Ours, which is a support group for interfaith couples, enabling them to understand what their faith backgrounds mean to them as individuals coming into a relationship, and then with that as a foundation to make decisions about the religious identity of their children and understanding what they need from their own faith backgrounds. And this is true not just for the Christian partner, but for the Jewish partner as well. Let's say the partner, if they're coming from the Christian background, might say, I want my child to have a belief in God. And the Jewish partner might say, but I don't believe in God, or I'm not really clear about what I believe about God. But I think that's an example of how the Christian partner, if they're going to make a full commitment to this, wants their Jewish partner to be very, very fully on board, willing to cross some gender lines too, if it, around Shabbat, for example. A Jewish man who might be married to a non-Jewish woman may need to take the lead on lighting candles in their home, even though that young man may have grown up with his mom doing that role or feel it's a feminine role to do. But on many Jewish rituals and whatnot, the Jewish partner needs to be, in some cases, the initiator, in all cases, the ambassador, in all cases, the supporter, enabling the partner who did not grow up within Judaism to feel comfortable and confident fulfilling that commitment to raise children within Judaism.
Is there any specific advice you'd give to interfaith couples raising children?
Well, certainly any couple in an interfaith relationship has to address the big question of whether they're going to raise their children in one religious identity with clear and respectful exposure to the other faith, or in both religions, or in no religion at all. From my own personal point of view, I question theologically whether a child can be both Christian and Jewish. And so I don't feel that a child can really be both religions, attending both education in both traditions, being entered into both covenants. From my point of view, I think that can be very, very confusing for a child and puts a child in a position of having to choose between religions, which is for that child very much a choice of having to choose between mom or dad. And I would encourage parents not to put their child in that position, that it's the parents' responsibility to make a choice for their children. Now, some parents choose not to raise the child in any religion. And if the parents are not involved in their own faith and whatever, and they don't really care about their faith backgrounds, I guess you can give a child no religious identity. But often, choosing no religion doesn't meet the need of either parent. It's just procrastinating, in a certain sense, on making a choice of one religious identity with respectful exposure to the other. And I certainly advocate for the parents to work through this enormous issue and optimally to think about getting their own needs met so that they can give this enormous gift from a place of giving rather than giving up. They need to give this enormous gift when they've worked through their issues, when they feel the giving is right. They can't give this gift out of pressure or for the wrong reasons. It has to be done willingly and in a committed way. And when there is a choice of one religion, I advocate respectful exposure to the other religion.
What do you mean by respectful exposure?
For me personally and professionally, I feel respectful exposure differs according to every family's need. But I think a child can understand that we are helping mommy and daddy celebrate their holiday in the same way that a child can understand that we're helping my sister celebrate her birthday. Mm-hmm. And even though I'd like all of those birthday presents, I understand that it's my sister's birthday and not mine. And I think a child similarly can help a family, help a parent, help grandparents, help siblings and whatever, celebrate their holidays. They need to be exposed and understand which holidays are Jewish holidays and which are from another faith tradition, very much in the same way that all children growing up in our American society need clarity in terms of which holidays belong to which faiths. And all of that. I think that children growing up in an interfaith family or in a family with a parent from another religious tradition or grandparents or cousins, siblings, will also be exposed to life cycle traditions and will be present at moments when a cousin is having a baptism or a first communion or something, just in the same way that if that child is raised within Judaism with respectful exposure to the other faiths, I hope that the relatives of the parent who is not Jewish can comfortably come to that baby's naming ceremony and be present at that baby's consecration, you know, that young child's consecration, and as they grow and become bar bat mitzvah. So, I mean, I think there is a lot of sensitivity needed on the part of certainly the partner and the partner's family, but also on the part of the Jewish community and within our Reform congregations particularly, to be responsive to the many, many families within our congregations where one partner has given that enormous gift of raising children within Judaism.
Is there something that, in general, in married Jewish-Jewish couples can learn from the experience of interfaith couples as they parent?
That's an interesting question. I've been working in this field for over close to 25 years. I personally have learned a tremendous amount from all the couples that I have been privileged to work with. And the biggest thing, I think, is not taking Judaism for granted, because interfaith couples are always making active choices in their relationships. And I have seen interfaith couples bring so much into the Jewish community through their commitment to do this together, raising children within Judaism, and what that commitment means from the point of view of a partner who wasn't raised Jewish. And I think the engagement with Jewish learning, the engagement with commitment to our congregations is really, really remarkable.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. You can find more resources for interfaith couples at urj.org/life/interfaith. For more parenting resources, go to urj.org/parents.